Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, dictating an endoscopy report on Robert Dart, date of birth 12/15/1944. Date of procedure April 4, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. Your referring physician is Dr. Jesus Gutierrez Stone. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, common cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsy, as well as hemoclip deployment times one. Indication is surveillance colonoscopy, comma, previous history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, which in the answer will explain to the patient, period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, moderate anesthesia care, period. Visual rectal exam is armed, period, a well-lubricated one with a video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision for the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penetrating orifice, at least cecal valve, and complex of folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, at least cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period, retroflexure is obtained at the rectum, period, Boston back fracture is created as a 6,2-2-2 fair prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications findings. The patient did have a tortuous redundant colon requiring a significant amount of counter pressure to reach the cecum and for withdrawal. Next line. There were two approximately 10 millimeter cecal polyps from the cold snare polypectomy that were sessile. Next line. There were two cecal polyps that were diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. These were sessile. Next line. There were two ascending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other one was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were two hepatic flexure sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive transverse colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. In the rectum, on retroflexion, there was evidence of erythematous mucosa. Noted just above. The hemorrhoids. Just above the grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, noted. Comma, after biopsy, there was noted to be a good amount of oozing from the biopsy site, comma. A clip was placed with good hemostasis achieved. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending path of the rectal erythematous mucosa. Next line. Follow up in office 3 weeks scheduled. Thank you.